As I said, the Bryce said the smallest hole that affects the keli status of an earthenware keli is when it's large enough to let liquids in. That would make it possible to use a para aduma. But a hole smaller will not affect the status of a complete keli. It will only affect the status of a gistera, which is a broken piece of an earthenware keli that's used basically as a dripping tray. Because typically a gistera can become tame as being a gistera, but if it's leaking, then it loses the status of the gistera. Mazrucha, the son of Nachman, explained the reason is you don't use a second gistera to be a drip tray for the first gistera. You just throw it out and use the next gistera. Ula says, Machlek Nerisobitun of Yoysi, the son of Oven, Rav Yoysi bar Zav, that how large a hole has to be that the seed planted in a pot with such a hole can be considered attached to the ground. One says the hole has to be the size of a pomegranate, the other says the size of a small root. Chinna Rakahana Neymar Eliezer said, an earthenware keli with a hole large enough for an olive to pass through loses its full tumma status. Markashisha, the son of Rabbah, in the name of Eliezer, says, he adds, that such a keli would have the same din as a keli made of animal waste or stone or clay, which are totally not susceptible to tumma, either the Raisa or the Rabbanon. Meaning that even if it has it's designated now to hold pomegranate, it still wouldn't become tamei. The Mishnah says that a keli that has a hole big enough that it can only hold pomegranates, that it can still become tamei. That's talking about wooden kelim, not earthenware kelim. But with regard to using a tzomit pasul to save it from tumas meis, that works until most of the keli is missing. Had nalach perik hamatznia, perik hazoyrik, perik achad osar. Zok the Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya, if someone throws an object from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, he's chayav. Someone throws an object from one Rishus HaYachad to another Rishus HaYachad, and there was Rishus HaRabim in the middle, Rabbi Akiva says he's chayav, the Chum says he's potter. The case would be where there's two balconies on either side of the Rishus HaRabim. So once someone who hands an object or throws an object from one to the other over the Rishus HaRabim is potter. If the balconies are on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim, and someone hands something from one to the other, he's going to be chayav. If he throws it from one to the other and they're on the same side, that's when he's going to be potter, because this is how the Levium did their carrying in the Mishkan. The wagons, which had a din of Rishus HaYachad, were carrying the boards, the Krushim, which would be lined up in two rows of two each, and the Levium would hand the boards from the front wagon to the back one, not across the Rishus HaRabim, rather on the same side, but they would not throw them. So therefore, when they're handing, that would be the way it was done by the Mishkan, and therefore they'd be chayiv. Where do we find Haitzah written in the Torah? Rabbi Yochanan says, the Pasuk says, Moshe told Eden not to bring the donations to the Machan Levia, which had a dinner of Shazar Rabbim, from their tents, which had a dinner of Shazar Yochid. Maybe he told him to bring that because the donations weren't needed anymore, had nothing to do with Shabbos. The Gemara is Gzeir Shava of Havara from Yom Kippur to say that this announcement of Moshe, which is like Yom Kippur, meaning it was a day that had a Isser Malacha, so that means that the reason why he said they don't bring it is because it was an Isser Malacha with Shabbos. Where do we find the Isser of Hachnos in the Torah? It's based on a Svarif. The Torah said it's Osir to transfer from one Rishus to another. The same way it's Osir to carry out, it's also to ask Osir to carry in. There's no reason to say that it's more Osir to carry out than it is to carry in. Difference is, carrying out becomes an Av Malach and carrying in is a Tolda. So meaning if someone does both of them, it's only going to be Chayiv one Chatos. When Rabbi Eliezer says someone does the Av and it's Tolda, it's actually Chayiv two, the difference, there's really no real legal significance in the titles of Av and Tolda. The difference is that something that was done significantly, a significant act in the Mishkan is called an Av. The Malachas that were less significant were called a Tolda. Or that the Malachas that I mentioned in the Torah are called an Av, and those not listed in the Torah are called a Tolda. Where do we find the Halacha that someone who throws an item four Amos in Rishus HaRabim is Chayiv? Rabbi Yoshia says the weavers would throw their needles to each other, and that's so you see that throwing in Rishus HaRabim for Amos is chayiv. Affecting the weavers don't use needles. The sewers of the curtain would throw their needles to each other. Maybe they sat next to each other. If that's so, then they would have hit each other with the needles. So it can't be that they sat so close to each other. So maybe they sat close to each other, but maybe it was still within four Amos. Just to explain, the weavers would throw the spool of thread across the weaving machine, and at the end, when there was nothing left, so there was no string left, so they just threw the empty spool, it ended up being an empty spool across, so that was throwing four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. In fact, Gemara, the area of the weaving machine is a mokum patur, so you wouldn't be chayiv for that. So Gemara, we learn out throwing four Amos from the weavers who would throw the spools four Amos to another weaver who needed that spool. Maybe they sat next to each other. They couldn't sit next to each other, Gemara, because they would get in the way of each other when they have to pull the material tight. Maybe they were staggered, so they shouldn't have that problem, but maybe they were still within four Amos. Also, Luda taught that each person came with their own supplies. They didn't need to take from one for another. And finally, even if we accept this last answer, that only teaches us regarding throwing four Amos. It doesn't teach us regarding one who simply carries something four Amos in Rishus HaRabim. Rather, Dr. Gemara, all forms of carrying four Amos in Rishus HaRabim are learned from Halacha L'Moshe Mesinai. Rehuda Nehemi Shmuel says the Mekoshes was put to death for carrying wood for Amos Rishus HaRabim. Abraisa says he cut the wood from the ground. Rachel, the son of Rabbi Yaakov, said he gathered the wood. Ma'amer. The reason why it's important to this machlokes is because of a statement of Rav, where he said that he found a written scroll by Reb Chiya that Isi ben Yehuda said that there are 39 avos malachas, which means that there's one malacha from the 39 that does not carry a chi of misa. So according to Reb Yehuda, he's sure that the malacha is not carrying, because carrying you are chi of misa. According to him, according to the brisa, it's kaitza that you chi of misa for. And Rav Chaim Yaakov, it's ma'amar that you chi of misa for. So the one that you're not chi of misa for, according to each one, won't be that one that they say it was. And a brisa, Reb Akiva says from Gzeri Shavu, we can learn that the makayshus was slavcha. Reb Yehuda ben Maseri said you're gonna have to answer because even if you're not right, you're gonna have to answer for being moitzi las. And even if you're right, the Torah didn't say it out, and you're bringing it out about Oisei Tzadik that he did something wrong like this. If the Miriam and Aaron spoke Lashon Hara on Moshe, the Pasuk says that Hashem got angry at them and he left, and so Miriam got Saras. Rabbi Akiva said Aaron also got Saras. His Mashri says from the Pasuk you learn that Aaron also got Saras. Yehuda ben Maseri said, if you're incorrect, being Moitzilaz on Oisit Tzadik Aaron. And even if you are correct, the Torah didn't want to embarrass him by saying that he got Saras, and you're uncovering that he did so, you're gonna have to pay for that also. You're gonna have to explain yourself for that also. You're gonna have to answer for that. Bryce also says actually that Aaron got Saras based on the Pasuk.